Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
It is time now, there you go, 10 past 8, Monday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. Time now for your coronavirus update. So many of people were asking, what is going on in Berlin? A crowd of tens of thousands of people gathered in Berlin on Saturday to protest against coronavirus-related preventative measures, including face masks, shelter-in-place, or what we would call lockdown orders, and vaccines. I don't know why you would protest against vaccines, but anyway. So the police pegged the attendance at around 20,000 people. Organizers boasted, they said, 500,000 people. Well, somewhere in the middle is the truth. And everyone was asking, who are these people and why are they gathered? Well, if you do a little bit of research, it's actually quite simple. It was called the Day of Freedom Gathering, and that is the title of a 1935 Nazi film. Very surprising. I thought all the Nazis had moved to America.
And then the UN Food Agency has appealed for an additional $250 million to provide relief to millions of Zimbabweans as the COVID-19 pandemic takes a toll, and warned that 60% of the population could become, and I quote, food insecure. Zimbabwe is gripped by a climate and recession-induced economic crisis, its worst in more than a decade, which has seen shortages of foreign currency, medicines, and of course, soaring inflation. The World Food Program said the number of food insecure Zimbabweans will reach 8.6 million by December this year. That means 60% of the population, and owing to the combined effects of drought, economic recession, and the coronavirus.
And then this one, I don't know if it's fake news, but what I saw was, right, international media outlets have reported that Wade van Niekerk has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, we haven't heard anything from Wade himself in terms of Insta or Twitter, because you know that's what they do, Darren, the stars.
Keeping in mind that you are entitled to your anonymity.
Yeah, you are, but I think when these reports come out, maybe you should just come out and tell us the truth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But so it was reported in a very respected Italian daily newspaper, the Gazzetta dello Sport.
Oh, Gazzetta dello Sport.
Yes, that's the 400-meter world record holder would, as a result, not compete at a local track and field meeting where he was scheduled to race the 100 meters and they'll have 400 meters on Saturday. However, Van Niekerk's agent, Piet van Zyl, told the news agencies a different story altogether, claiming that the team has all tested negative.
So the newspaper said he's positive and the manager says negative.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what we know.
What does Wade say?
Yeah, and he's still quiet.
He's still quiet.
Okay, so we'll know as soon as he knows.
I'll just maybe WhatsApp him, but the last time we spoke, we had a fight. So.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I checked Liverpool. He's a big Liverpool fan.
Oh, snap, yeah. Okay. Maybe get Gazza or somebody or Nick to somebody from Liverpool to ask the question.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have a look at the worldometer. Again, the numbers, when they grow little bit, they're not so striking. But just remember, there was a time earlier this year when we thought, hang on a second, are there going to be 1 million coronavirus cases? Are there going to be 10 million? Well, as of today, we're sitting at 18,237 confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide, with 692,835 deaths. If you're wondering what's happening in the rest of the world, like are they on the other side of the curve? Are they going down? Perhaps not. Australia declares a state of disaster 127 days after us. They've also now implemented the same curfews as we're experiencing. Iran sees its highest spike in 1 month. So the lesson learned, and I suppose the message to everyone that was on Umhlanga Beach this weekend, is the virus can flare up at any time, and the moment you get overly comfortable, it's when things become problematic. Total cases in South Africa, 511,000. We peaked the 500,000 this weekend, 511,485 cases. 8,366 South Africans have lost their lives to COVID-19 this year. And for those of you begging for a little bit of positivity, yes, we are sitting at over 60% recovery rate. There's your coronavirus update.
So what happened in Umhlanga Beach?
No, I went for a drive past there and people were like holidaying.
Oh.
This is like holiday times. Like, I could understand you using the promenade to exercise and maybe use the beach for a little bit of a jog. Yeah. But when the umbrellas and the towels and the lilos are out,
oh, wow.
I'm thinking, guys, do you know something I don't? Because, you know.
Jeez.
Did you not see that? I should have taken pics.
No, no, we behave up in the hill.
There's your coronavirus update. You get it every day, 10 past 8, right here on East Coast Radio.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.